ladies, and people who hate sex. Andy here, author of The Best Tinder Guide on the Internet and sex lover. This is the Kill You're in a Loser podcast. Let's fucking go. Got a very interesting comment on my YouTube. I say very interesting. It's kind of boring. You get a lot of these when you're a content creator where the person will argue or disagree or just not like the things that you care about. And that's beautiful. I think that's a wonderful thing that everybody can have different opinions and different things they care about and different preferences and different likes. It's what makes the universe and the world interesting, right? But as a content creator, sometimes people will very clumsily yell their point at you. I don't even think they're yelling it at you. I think they're just yelling it and they don't really care if anyone listens. They're just sort of yelling it into the ether or the void. And some of these sort of crack me up. And usually what I do almost all the time is I hit mute on that person so their comments never show up on the channel ever again. We're all about positive vibes here. We're all about good vibes. And, you know, if you have something constructive to say, I love that kind of stuff. I love constructive feedback. I love listening. But if your comment is essentially just sex is bad, there's not really much discussion. It's not really a point, is it? It's not really a conversation or even a debate. It's kind of just someone who has made up their mind and is yelling that point at other people. So I wanted to kind of go deep on this, or this guy that left this comment, which the comment doesn't really matter. It's essentially just a long series of Bible verses from some rabbi or something that told him that sex is bad, or it wasn't quite clear. It was kind of a ramble. And this happens sometimes when people don't really have a coherent point that they're trying to make, but I thought we would spin it into something positive, right? You guys know I'm all about positive vibes over here. And so I wanted to talk about the value of experimentation and just trying things for yourself and never just taking on board someone's advice without actually trying it and seeing if it works for you, seeing if it integrates and fits into your life. I'm a big advocate of you guys experimenting and giving yourself permission to suck and trying some things out and seeing what works for you and not just taking my advice and saying, okay, Andy said this thing, so it must be correct. I never speak like that. I always tell you to go out and try things for yourself and figure out what works for you. And obviously this guy's comment who left, you know, the comment that he left on the YouTube channel was just a bunch of like quotes from somebody else that somebody else had told him what to think. You know, in this case, a religious like doctrine that was kind of hard to follow. It was very incoherent. And that can often happen when you're reciting what someone else has told you. You often don't fully understand the meaning behind what they've said. You haven't integrated it into your own life. You can't paraphrase it in your own words. And so you kind of just stumble around and try and quote what they said, but you often get it wrong, or you don't understand, or you say things out of context. And it just comes across as this sort of like zealous, like incoherent rant that doesn't really, it's like you don't really have a point. And this is, again, a big part of the reason why I say to you guys and girls, go out and try some of the stuff that I'm saying. Don't just listen to it and then go and tell other people, oh, Andy said you should give yourself permission to suck. So, you know, you need to be less hard on yourself and make sure you give yourself permission to suck. It's like, how do you know that? You haven't tried that. You're just copying what I said, but with no actual meaning behind it. You need to, again, try it for yourself. And so you definitely see this a lot with a lot of like religious stuff, not all religious, you know, people, obviously. And I have quite a few friends who are deeply religious. I get on very well with conservative people because they tend to be very philosophical and very principled, and I like that. But a lot of religious people are sort of just following what the Bible or whatever their book of choice is. They're just following that without any thought behind it. And this guy was definitely an example of that. And you see quite a few examples of that where someone is just, they've read the book and sometimes they haven't read the book. And they've just, their priest or their parishioner or whatever has told them something, and they've just gone out there and started blurting it out to other people without any sort of meaning behind it. Do you get what I mean? A lot of people will just sort of spit memes at you, like turn the other cheek. Jesus said to turn the other cheek. God said that gay sex is bad. You know, homosexuality is bad. And they're just kind of like blurting it out. But there's no really sort of like meaning behind it. They don't even really believe what they're saying. We definitely saw this a lot in 2020, didn't we? A lot of people were just, you know, with all the lockdowns and all of the government stuff and all the crazy rules there, a lot of people were just blurting shit out with no meaning behind it. You've got to get vaccinated. And then if you said, well, why do I need to get vaccinated though? I'm 30 years old. I've done the research and COVID doesn't pose any sort of threat to me. Why do I need to get vaccinated? Oh my God, you're a bad person. How dare you question the science? Like, there wasn't any sort of like rational thought behind it. There wasn't any conversation behind it. The same thing with staying inside, the same thing with wearing a mask, all of that. A lot of that stuff was just parroted because somebody on the TV said it. And so rather than researching and looking into it or understanding why it had been said, and then maybe saying, well, okay, I understand why it was said, but I actually have a more important principle, which is more important for me, which is my own freedom. So I think I'm going to put that first. There was no sort of understanding or internalizing of some of the things that had been said. So people would just parrot them, right? We're all in this together in 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Yeah, 2 weeks turned into 2.5 years, didn't it? So that didn't turn out to be very true. So there wasn't any sort of like understanding and understanding behind it. You see this a lot with, like I said, religious, you know, doctrines. And this isn't me just picking on religious doctrines, obviously. Government mandates are often like this. But any sort of like rules that people take on where they've never really questioned it. You see this a lot in the men's self-improvement sphere, right? You see this a lot with like pickup artists and people like that who will say things like, you know, you should always never be reactive. Always do this. You always need to build rapport with a woman before you invite her back to her place. Sorry, back to your place. You know, you've always got to neg a woman. You can never just say what you want and be honest because that's beta and that's weak. And there's never any sort of questioning behind that. There's never any, you know, why can't I compliment a woman? Well, because that's beta. What's wrong with being beta though? There's never any question there. There's never any like, you know, people will do another one where they say, you always need to be like an alpha male. You want to be like the most masculine alpha male you can ever be. There's never any follow-up question of like, well, why? And I'm not saying not to be masculine, by the way, but I would like to question it and say, why? Why am I doing this thing? If I'm going to do something, I would like to know why I'm going to do this thing. How it will benefit me, what the purpose is. I would like to know that I'm doing something because I chose to, because I understood why I was doing it, rather than just because some guy on the internet told me to do it. And this happens a lot, you know, to bring it back to religion, this happens a lot in religion, doesn't it? There's a line in this book and it says to do this, so therefore I have to do that. And you're like, but why? What was the original purpose when that line was, like, why did the author of that line, if you're going to say it's the word of God, why has God put that word in there? If God is going to write a book for me to live a pious and happy and healthy and beautiful life, shouldn't I fucking understand the book? Shouldn't I understand the meaning behind every word in that book? Wouldn't the most sacrilegious and awful and God-defying thing I could ever do, wouldn't the most awful thing I could ever do be to just parrot the book without actually understanding it? Wouldn't the worst thing I could do is to just have complete and utter blind faith in the words on the page without any understanding or meaning behind them? Wouldn't that be the definition of like sacrilege? That would be awful. And a lot of people will just sort of read the book and go, okay, here's what this Bible says, or here's what the Quran says, or whatever, again, your religious book is. People will just follow it and go, well, it says to do this, so I have to do it. And it's like, so you don't even understand why. If you do believe this is the word of God, you don't even understand why God wants you to do that. So you're not doing it with full intent. You're half-assing it. Do you really think that God wants you to half-ass your book? No. What the fuck? You're spitting in God's face. If you believe in God, you're spitting in God's face if you just half-ass what's in the book. So I see this a lot, right? Where it's people will do the same thing with some of my advice. I think I'm pretty good at countering it for you guys and telling you, hey, listen, you need to take action. Actually try the things that I'm saying. Go out and implement them. Give yourself permission to suck. This is all just a big experiment, which is obviously the name, the title of this podcast. Don't just like follow something that I said as if it's a religious doctrine. Even the things that I say all the time, like give yourself permission to suck, don't just assume that that's correct. Go and try it. Go and try giving yourself permission to suck with some new goals and see if that is more effective versus you trying to be perfect right from the start. See which one gets you to your goal quicker. See which one feels better. See which one feels more like you as a person, feels more like it's in line with your integrity and what you want as a man or as a woman. Don't just like listen to what I say and then go, oh, well, Andy said that, so it must be correct. I see this a lot. I will occasionally get questions from someone saying, hey, Andy, this other coach well, this other content creator or whatever, this other guy says that, you know, you should manipulate women and you should always, like, you know, push, pull and play all these games and, you know, not really tell them what you mean and you should all do, you do all this stuff. But you, Andy, say to be honest, who's correct? Are you correct, Andy, or is this other guy correct? And every single time I'm like, why are you looking for the one of us that's correct? What the fuck are you doing? Try what the other guy says, try what I say, and feel which or see which one feels better to you. I don't have the correct answer for you. I can't tell you what would be good for you, could I? I can't tell you what would be the best way for you to go about your life. You're literally turning to me and saying, hey, can you please just be my placeholder for God, for the Bible, for some sort of doctrine that will tell me what to do? Can you be my dad? I say this all the time. I'm not your fucking dad. You have to figure this stuff out for yourself. This takes experimentation. This takes trying things out. This takes you seeing what works and seeing what doesn't. But if you look to someone as an expert, someone who will tell you what to do, you step outside of your own power. You step outside of your own integrity. You are now a slave to their wishes and their desires and their blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying they're going to use you or whatever, but if you don't have your own map of the world, if you don't know where you're going, you're just going to end up like building their dreams or following what they want or doing what they want. And sometimes that leads you to happiness, but sometimes it doesn't. It's basically a lottery. If you just copy what some expert told you, some so-called expert told you, whether that's me or someone else or the fucking government or the TV or some pickup artist or some self-help guru or whoever it is, some spiritual leader, your priest, if you just follow that one person and do everything they say without actually asking yourself, do I like this? Does this help me? Is this healthy for me? Is this what I want to be doing? Is this in line with my principles and my philosophies and who I am as a man or as a woman? If you just follow what they're doing, you're now just a copy of them. And I don't know about all of you, but I don't plan on living my life. I never planned on living my life just being a copy of someone else. I wanted to be Andy. And maybe I didn't always know who Andy was, so I tried a bunch of different things. I made some mistakes. I learned. I listened to certain people, and then I'd listen to someone saying the opposite, and then I'd try both of them and see which one worked. And often, in fact, I can probably just say every single time, I didn't copy one or the other person. I usually mixed bits and pieces. I can't think of a single person whose advice I 100% follow and agree with. I can't think of a single person. Even the people that some of you might assume that I just love everything they published, such as Chris from Good Looking Loser, or Caleb Jones, or for business, you know, the business side of things, Alex Hormozi or Dan Henry, I don't agree with everything they say. Now, I don't think they're wrong. I'm not fucking the arbiter of who's correct and who's not, but it doesn't work for me. I tried what they said and I don't like it. For instance, Dan Henry and Alex Hormozi are two people that I absolutely respect in the business and entrepreneur world, but a lot of their content is about sales and marketing. I don't like sales. I don't like convincing any of you to pay me for coaching. That doesn't feel good. I tried that for a while. I looked inside myself and I said, this doesn't feel good. This feels incongruent with who I am as a human being. I won't keep doing this. But I didn't say Dan Henry is wrong, Alex Hormozi is an idiot. No. I took little bits of what they say and their advice, and then I mixed that with maybe another good example of someone that I do like their advice on marketing is Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income, whose entire fucking philosophy is give as much value as you possibly can, and then people will just want to spend money with you. They'll want what you have, right? They'll go like, hey, I love being around you. You're awesome. Let me give you some money. And then you can say, hey, man, that's so amazing. I'm so grateful for you. Let me give you an amazing product. And it's this beautiful like relationship of two people helping each other. I vibe more with that, right? But I still vibe a lot with Dan Henry and Alex Hormozi. I think they're great, beautiful human beings. I just don't want to do what they do when it comes to sales. And so if I was to just listen to one person, fuck man, I'd be missing out. I wouldn't be in line with myself because I am my own person. And so are all of you. And so as best you can, as you go through life, try not to just copy paste one person's doctrine or one person's expert advice, right? It is very rare. I'm basically going to say, it's never going to happen that one person has all of the same philosophies and views and preferences and likes and dislikes as you. And so how could they ever be in a good position to give you the best advice for yourself? They can give you some suggestions. They can help you brainstorm. And I am not saying to never listen to anybody. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying listen to people. Take it on board. Take on the feedback and the constructive criticism and all of that. And then ask yourself, okay, do I want to try what they've suggested? If you try it and you like it, hey, cool. I think I might keep doing this thing. Maybe you can tweak it or change it a little bit or make it fit for you. Or maybe you just copy exactly what they've said and that works great for you for a while or maybe forever. Sometimes you will try what they've said and you go, I don't really like this. I don't think this vibes with me as a person. I think I'm going to try something else. Maybe you try the exact opposite and that works for you. And so you go, okay, this is my new philosophy. I'm going to try this for a while. Hey, great, brilliant, good, awesome. There was a podcast I did recently about how I think that pickup lines and, you know, quote, game, as people call it, it's just not for me. And one of the guys on my forums basically said, hey, I completely disagree with this, you know, essentially, let's get into an argument. And it's like, why would I get into an argument? I'm glad you figured out that you want something different. Beautiful. If you want to do pick up lines and game and all that, brilliant. I even said that in that podcast. Go and do that stuff. Awesome. Great. I'm glad you figured out what works for you. Now, it isn't what works for me. I'm probably not going to talk about what you're doing. If you start talking about what you're doing, there might be a part of my brain that shuts down and goes, yeah, I've had that phase. I've done that. Like, I'll try and listen my best, but it might not interest me. The same as if someone was to come up to me and start talking about being dishonest and how you can manipulate people. And my brain's just going to shut down. I'm just going to go, yeah, I had that phase. You know, that was me 5-10 years ago. Like, no, thank you. I've moved on. I'm not really into that. But I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. It's up to you to figure that out, to figure out if you're right or you're wrong according to you. And there's not even right or wrong, right? So, take away some of the doctrines. Don't just like copy paste what someone else tells you to do or copy some rule that some expert said, you know, when you haven't actually tested it out for yourself. And then I will say, test it out the opposite, because that's something else that some people do, right? They will try out something and they'll say, oh shit, this works. And then that becomes their new doctrine or their new religion or their new superstition. I did an article on my website called, Oh No, You've Angered the Gods. And I talked about how men's dating advice, there's often some, you know, people fall into these superstitions where they try something that works, or they try something, sorry, it works. And then they go, okay, this thing worked. I've had some success. This is the only thing that will ever work. And they will go around to people and they'll say, no, you all need to be doing this because it's the only way. It's the correct way. It's the right way. It's the right thing to do. You need to do this. Otherwise, you're a loser and you're a pussy and you're a beta male and you're, you know, all these kind of words. And I always say, have you tried the opposite though? Like if that thing works for you, brilliant, keep doing it. But don't tell other people that it's the only thing that works, or don't tell people that it's mandatory. Because that would be intellectually dishonest. That wouldn't be, you haven't put it through scientific rigor. You haven't tried that and then tried the opposite. I had this a lot myself in the early years where I thought that in order to sleep with a woman, you had to lie to her. I wasn't telling big lies, but I was hiding the truth. And for me now, inside, if I look inside myself, if I hide the truth, there's a part of me that goes, okay, I haven't been fully honest. And so I wasn't actively lying to their faces, but I was essentially lying. I was not telling the truth. If they would ask me a question like, are you sleeping with other women? I would change the subject. And that obviously is the answer. Any women listening, if you ask a guy a direct question, and any guys listening, if you ask someone a direct question and they dodge the question 5 times, that's your answer. And we call that politician speak, right? Just ignore the answer and say, all right, well, you've definitely, you know, got some skeletons in your closet then. So, you know, I was being dishonest. And I thought I had to do that stuff. I was convinced that the only reason that I was getting laid was because I was very dishonest, or I was avoiding questions and I was only telling them what they, you know, what I thought they wanted to hear. And I was convinced that this was the only way to meet women. You can't be honest. That's like pussy shit. That's like beta males are honest and that'll never work. No woman would ever like honesty. Are you kidding me? Like, you know, I'm a big alpha male and I've slept with this many women. And so therefore I know what's correct and you all need to listen to me. But I had never tried the opposite. I'd never tested what happens if you're honest. And so at some point I just thought, okay, I'm sick of these games, man. I'm sick of having to play this fucking game where I have to lie and I have to put on this front and I have to always be on my best behavior and always know the perfect thing to say and I have to be super smooth and I can't do that anymore. I'm sick of this shit. And so I just tried being honest. And guess what? That worked. It actually worked way better. I had more honest and open connections with women, with hotter women too, and they stayed around for longer and the sex was better. And it was more intimate and it was more kinky and filthy because they could actually trust me now because I was being open and honest. Everything improved. It took less effort, less drama. There was no drama. How can there be drama when both parties are honest? And if someone can't be honest with you, I would leave. Why would I spend my time with people who couldn't be honest? I'd learned to be honest. So I was looking for other people who could also be honest. And so I tried that was me trying the opposite. You know, I tried manipulating for years, probably 4 or 5 years. And at this point now, I think I've been honest for like 4 or so years, maybe 5 years. And it's night and day difference. And so sometimes, you know, people get into this trap where they try something, it does work. And then they say, so this is the only way to do it. This is the correct way to do it. A lot of people are experts, even though they've never tried the alternative. They're an expert on their method, which is great, brilliant, beautiful. But then they make the fallacy of assuming that that is the only correct method. And it often isn't. There's usually, you know, that saying, there's 20 ways to skin a cat. I say this with all my clients as well. I say this on all my coaching calls. I will say, I might not be correct on this, but we'll try this. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else. We'll just try a bunch of different things until something works. I'm not going to tell you that I'm the expert. I don't have all the answers. How could I possibly? I don't know you. Even my coaching clients, I don't know them. You think I know them because I sit down on 12 coaching calls and talk to them for, you know, 3 to 4 hours and Facebook group and all that? I've known them for 3 months. Even if we know each other deeply and intimately and have these really deep, open conversations, that's only a small speck of their life. I can't know them. I also can't know what's in their head. No one can know what's in your head, unless you tell them, obviously, but you're not going to tell everyone what's in your head all the time. And so you will always be in the best position rather than any expert to say what is best for you. They can give you suggestions, and that's amazing. And I love when they do that. I love going to experts and saying, hey, what's your opinion on this? But I will make the ultimate decision. Even for so-called experts that you're supposedly supposed to listen to all the time, like doctors. Doctors have told me some dumb fuck shit over the years. I don't just trust a doctor by default. A doctor's job is to read what's in the textbook that they were given. A doctor's job is not to know me personally and intimately. How could they? It's not like I see the doctor every single week for 3 hours and we go over my life. No, the doctor will see you for 15 minutes when you have an illness, and most of the time, they don't get to know you on a deep level. They don't ask about your hobbies or what you want from life. Do they? Have you guys ever had a doctor ask you what your goals are? Even your health goals? No. They don't give a fuck what your goals are. They just care about what the illness is in front of you. And this isn't me shitting on doctors. Doctors do a wonderful job of treating you when you have a chronic or a serious, an acute injury. Sorry, not a chronic one, an acute injury. Doctors do an amazing job of that. Doctors, nurses, surgeons. Oh my God, what a beautiful set of human beings. I love doctors. But I'm not going to just trust what the doctor has to say when it comes to my long-term health. Because someone who cares about my long-term health would see me for more than 15 minutes or 30 minutes at a time and would ask questions about my goals. What do you want from your health? What are your goals? Are you trying to look better? Are you trying to feel better? Do you want to have more energy to run around with the kids? Do you want a better body? Do you want to impress the opposite sex? No. Doctors don't ask those questions. And again, I hope this doesn't come across as me shitting on doctors. That's not my intent at all. My point is to show you that even the people that you are supposed to listen to, like doctors, they might not be the expert in the things that you care about, your long-term happiness or your goals. Yeah, I've said this a million times. I don't trust the TV. I don't trust the media. Why on earth would I trust the media at this point? But, you know, I don't, just because someone is sitting on television in front of me, assume that everything they say is correct. They're just a person. I don't trust people in the government. I don't trust politicians. I don't trust, you know, health experts and people like that. Why would I? Like, they might be an expert in that field, but they might not have a holistic approach. And more importantly, they don't know me. They can't possibly know me. And often they don't care about me. The government doesn't care. And this isn't some big conspiracy, but the government as a whole doesn't care about you as an individual. How could they? That's not their job. There's too many people that they're looking up, or they're choosing to look after, right? They're running a country in their mind. How could they possibly give a shit about every single person in that country? For a lot of you listening, you live in the United States. It's like 300 million people. How could the president care, or any health expert or any person like that, care about 300 million people? They couldn't. That's a mind-boggling number. Stop and think for a second. Imagine you're in charge of 300 million people. That's a lot of fucking pressure. You can't care about every single... If half of them die, okay, not half, but if a bunch of them die, you're just like, well, they died. Like, every person that dies every day, you as the politician or the expert, you can't care about them. You'd fucking get depressed within 3 minutes of doing the job. It's not possible. And so when you see that person in that position of expertise, you can listen to what they have to say, but you take it on board and you say, is this the best advice for me? And 2020 and 2021 and 2022 were definitely 3 years of people not doing that. Most people didn't say, is this advice the best thing for me and my family and the people I care about? They just listened to an expert saying something and they said, okay, this is, I just have to do what they said. Most religious people, or a lot of religious people, the same thing. They don't say, hey, is this bit of advice here, is this going to help me and my family and my friends and my fellow churchgoers and the people that I love and, you know, even the rest of the world? Is this going to help all those people? Yes or no? If it is, then great. But if it's going to hurt all those people or hurt me, I don't know that I want to do that. So I would go inside with all of the advice that you get from experts and other people. And you listen to them, obviously, you try out their advice, you see how it feels, you try the opposite and see how that feels. You know, take little bits from me, take little bits from other people you might listen to, take bits and pieces from books you hear, from, you know, YouTube, from your priest, from whoever it is. Take a bunch of advice from friends and kind of put it all together and just try it all and see what works for you. The title of this podcast, and it was one of my first couple of articles that I wrote on my website, "This is all just a big experiment." When I say this, I mean life, right? Life is a big experiment. There is no correct answer. A lot of you sort of, or a lot of us, will look for a correct answer and say, what is the correct way to live my life? What does the book say? What do the experts say? What do the people that I respect say? What are the people that seem to be happy? What do they say? I'm just going to do all of that. And it's like, nah, what do you say? What do you care about? What makes you happy? So I want you, after this podcast is ended, I want you to sit down, or better yet, go into the bathroom, go into the mirror and ask yourself, look into your own eyes and ask yourself, what do I want? What do I say is the right answer? What feels true? What feels like I'm acting with integrity for me?